everybody, and welcome to the EC Method. I am one of your coaches, Chloe Madeley.
And I am your other coach, Emma Story Gordon. Our goal at the EC Method is to encourage, educate, and empower you to get the results that you've always wanted.
Listen to our weekly podcasts, go to our website, theecmethod.co.uk, or simply follow us on Instagram to get more information.
Hello and welcome to the EC Method. I was going to wait until tomorrow's live to do this, but I do often find that on the first live, I get a little bit, maybe just like a little bit overwhelmed, I guess, because there was a lot of questions. And this is so important that I thought I would do a little pep talk episode before everybody starts on Monday. So this round is a little bit different. The first thing I want to cover is that obviously Chloe is not here because she's just a little bit busy with other things, and she will probably pop in and out throughout the round, and she'll be back next round. But I wanted to be clear that the EC Method is something that we created together, and it is very much still Chloe's ethos, methods, approach, and you'll probably notice that I reference her consistently all the time, and partly because she's had a huge influence on the way that I coach, obviously absolutely for the better. And we started the EC Method in lockdown, and we have coached close to 7,000 women now, and we've learned from every single client that we have coached. And the EC Method started as a pretty good coaching program, but it is now pretty damn great, and we will continue to make it better and better each round by listening to you guys and by making sure you are fully supported in the best way possible. So without further ado, I am very happy that you are here, and I know that Chloe is as well. A couple of house rules and then a little pep talk. This won't be a long episode, but I think it's so important that you approach dieting with the right mindset, and I wanted to explain how we want you to approach the EC Method. So we have one golden rule, which you've probably heard me mention before, but that is that you reach out if you are struggling. The best way to do that is to tag me in the group, and I am here to help you, and you will probably get incredible responses and reassurance from the rest of the group as well, especially the grads, because they are absolutely unbelievable at helping others. And I know that it's the hardest time to reach out is actually when you're struggling, but this is the one thing that we ask, and it's very hard to coach someone if you don't know if they're struggling. Do not wait until week 6 or 7 and then be like, oh yeah, I didn't really get it from day one. No. If you're struggling, reach out now. And number two, our other golden rule, is that you do not need to be perfect from the start. The EC Method is an 8-week round, but most people stay far longer than that, and it is certainly not a race. And we're all on our own journeys, and we're all at different parts of our own journeys. Take your time, don't rush it. Don't overwhelm yourself. I'm actually always really impressed by the people who know themselves and focus on improvement. So in most rounds, we'll always get someone who's like, I've taken this round to focus on just making sure that I'm nailing my steps and I'm getting in enough protein and I'm staying within my calories. And now, next round, I'm ready to bring in the workouts. And there is no right or wrong to doing this. Like if at the start you feel really overwhelmed, then that's a great approach to take. Let me focus on nailing this, and then I'll add something else in, instead of being completely overwhelmed and then doing nothing. The last thing we want is you thinking, well, I can't do it all, so I'll do nothing. And that is often people's go-to response. If I can't do it perfectly, I'm just not going to do it at all. Okay, that is never going to get you results. And actually being very much imperfect in your actions will get you incredible results. You actually don't need to be anywhere near perfect, especially if you're starting from quite a sedentary place. Like actually, if you're starting with a pretty poor diet and you're not active at all, then even doing a little bit will have these incredible improvements. So don't feel like if you can't do 4 workouts a week and hit 10,000 steps and stay within your calories the first week that you failed. You have not. Focus on the first week being better than the week you had before you started. Focus on progress and do not compare yourself to others. we all have different goals, different constraints, different life values. So comparing yourself to someone else is not helpful in the slightest. See them as inspiration, yes. If you see someone else who's like you but is doing the things that you want to do, see that as inspiration. I can do that. Break down your own glass ceilings. But certainly don't compare yourself to others and think that if they're doing this or if they've lost this much weight, then I should be doing the same. But even with the weight loss comparison, like, it's one of the most ridiculous things. Some people just simply have way more fat to lose, which means they're going to lose way more weight way more quickly. And yet there'll always be someone who's relatively lean and is like, I'm really annoyed, I've only lost 2 kilograms. I'm like, you only have 2 kilograms to lose. You cannot compare yourself to Jenny who has 50 kilograms to lose. So it is all relative. And whatever you do, do not give up. Reach out instead. If you find the workouts are too challenging, certainly don't just bury your head in the sand and be like, well, I can't do them, so there's no point in me doing it. You have to, like, this is quite brutal, tough love. But if that is you and if that is how you respond, you are looking for a reason to give up. If you find the workouts are too struggling, I will come up with a solution for you. I will come up with an easier option for you to start with. All of this is adaptable. That's what the coaching is about. And it's group coaching because the basic principles work for everyone. But they need to be tweaked to you as an individual. If you can't do 10,000 steps, then let's start by adding 2,000 steps to your current step target. And you will amaze yourself by what you can do by the end. The amount of women that we have that start being able to do no press-ups at all and then end being able to smash out sets of 10 press-ups with incredible form is unbelievable. And it's also group coaching because we want to help as many people as possible. And one-to-one coaching is expensive. And if you want to be coached by a trainer with the experience of Chloe and I mean, the experience of even one of us I'm talking about in this example, you're looking at anywhere between £300 and £3,000 a month. And no, I'm not joking about £3,000. In fact, there are many coaches with far less knowledge, far less experience, far less coaching ability, more to the point, that are charging £3,000 a month. Which is unbelievable. And the way they do it is pushy sales and pressing on your pain points and essentially guilt tripping you into signing up. Because if you don't, then you don't care about your health and you don't care about your kids. And is that the kind of mother that you are? And blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this is a rant for another day. But this is my point is, this is why we do group coaching. We know that there are many people who could do with some support, but don't have that level of disposable income. And we believe that health and fitness shouldn't be elitist. That's why we wanted the EC method to be as affordable as possible. And it's £72 a month plus VAT in comparison to those £3,000 a month or £300 a month. And you will, and genuinely, you will not find a coach that has our experience that is charging less than £300 a month for one-to-one online coaching. And there are absolutely cheaper options than the EC method. But what they don't include is the coaching aspect in the way that we do. Because you end up at being a generic number with a generic plan to follow and no adaptations to that. And so we sit in the middle ground in so many ways, but in this instance, in relation to group coaching, we sit in the middle ground because you get the coaching from us. When you sign up with us, you get us, not some nameless person that you've never heard of who works for us. We do it all and we're so proud of that. It's something that will never change. And I think it's part of what makes the EC Method community so incredible. Like, it feels like a bit of a family, but you're here now, so you will see that for yourself. And I'm going to move on to a bit of a pep talk about how I want you to approach your journey with us over the next 8 weeks and beyond. How I want you to approach the EC Method would have been a better way to say that, but there we go. Most people have tried numerous diets before. And making this diet the last one you ever do has to come from both sides. So we can absolutely say, like, our aim is to make this the last diet you ever have to do. And it is. But it comes from both sides. Like, coaching is a two-way street. This is why we're so adamant that you have to reach out if you're struggling. And you need to make a commitment to yourself, make a promise to yourself that you will not give up. And I know this seems obvious, but the people who get results are the ones who don't give up. And there's a bit of psychology behind this, because if you really commit to a goal, if you say, I'm not giving up no matter what happens, then all of the little bumps along the way just become learning curves to you, because you're committed to that end goal. You're not like, oh, do you know what? I've been on holiday and I've put on some weight, so I'm giving up. You're like, okay, maybe I need to learn from this, but I still have this end goal and I'm not giving up on it. That's the difference between this time getting results and not getting results. And actually, weirdly, it takes off a lot of pressure, because you're not like, I have to be perfect for these 8 weeks. You're like, I'm not going to give up no matter what. Like, I have that end goal in sight, and that's what I'm not giving up on. I might change the methods of getting there. Might mean that maybe for a while we take a lower carb approach. Maybe we bring you up to maintenance for a couple of weeks. Maybe we have to make some changes around an injury that you have. Like, the methods might change, but the end goal, the end destination, the commitment to that doesn't. And there absolutely will be setbacks. So don't expect there to be no setbacks. Like, it is inevitable that in reaching any goal, you will have setbacks. The difference between people who reach that goal and people who don't is in how they respond to those setbacks. Do you give up, or do you learn from it and move on? And you have to be looking for solutions for this to work, because you will have hurdles to get over. And the coaching side, you know, we obviously give you calories, we give you workouts, we set you step targets, we talk to you about nutrition, we educate you, and we empower you to make those choices. But really, so much of the coaching side is about the behavior change. It's not about the specific calorie target. Like, you would do very well on various calorie targets. It's so much more about implementing that into your life. Great coaching bridges the gap between knowing what to do and doing it. And there is a big difference between knowing what to do and actually having a plan in place to implement with the right support. That's how you get results. And the reason that most diets haven't worked for you, and I want you to really think about this and really take this in, because if you come into this thinking all my other diets have failed, and so this is just an inevitability that at some point this will fail as well. No, no, no. Your previous diets have failed because they weren't made for you. And sure, the principles of fat loss work for everyone. So I'm not saying that you need anything wildly different. Like, everyone will lose fat in a calorie deficit. But how you implement that into your life, that has to be right for you, or it will never be long term, and it will never be sustainable. And if you're someone who has gone for quick fixes consistently and gone for things that seem quite silly, like cutting out big food groups or going mega, mega low carb or fasting for days and days a week or a 12-day juice cleanse or all this stuff, like, your diets have set you up for failure. You haven't failed on them. The diets have failed. So make sure that you don't have that like internal failure around diet mentality and think, actually, it was the diets. And yeah, you have to take responsibility for that. You picked the wrong diets, but it's not you that can't lose body fat. It's that the method that you were using wasn't right for you. So don't bring in your negative experiences of previous diets and think that this is how it's going to be this time, because it is not. This time is fresh, it's new, and we're going to make this work for you. And I won't lie, like, it's not going to be completely easy all the time. There will be compromises, but importantly, these are compromises, not sacrifices. And how you mentally approach making these compromises matters, and it matters a lot. And it's also the reason that people are so successful with us, because we take a different approach mentally, and we really emphasize how important that is. This is something that you get to do, not something that you have to do. No one is forcing you to do this. And it's meant to be enjoyable. It's meant to make you feel good. And you need to start talking to yourself like that. I get to go to the gym and invest in my health. I get to fuel myself with healthy, nutritious foods that make me feel my best. People always talk about this delayed reward and how it's so hard to put in the effort now for a reward later, like put in the gym workout now in the hope that later on you'll see the benefits of that. No, no, no. Look at the immediate reward. You will feel better. You feel better when you eat better. You feel better when you move more. You feel better after a gym workout. Like, there is an immediate reward. We just don't look at it. We just see, oh, scales, there's the only goal that I'm looking at. Yeah, that does require delayed effort, delayed gratification. But actually, there are immediate rewards to this as well. So you need to tell yourself, I get to do these things, and I know that they will result in a happier, healthier, and most likely longer life. And I'm making these changes because I love and respect myself and I deserve to feel my best. That is how you should be approaching this. And the mindset matters so much more than the calories and the workouts. But it's hard because it's not tangible. You can't just give it in an app. I can't just set your mindset on MyFitnessPal. Like, that would be great. But it takes time and it takes reassurance and it takes frequent exposure. And our non-negotiables for mindset are that you, A, journal, which I will put in a link in the show notes, although you should all have an email with that anyway, and that you, B, listen to the podcast. Because that is what the frequent exposure is all about. Like, we will change your mindsets over the next 8 weeks. And I cannot wait to coach you. So I will see you all for the live tomorrow if you're listening to this on Saturday. If you're listening to it late, that's also okay, because you know what? Imperfect action. And I will finish with, I hope everyone is excited as me, is as excited as me. God, I'm so excited, I can't even speak. Is as excited about as me, God, about the next 8 weeks.